Blog Talk Radio.
If you find yourself in trouble, count on me, my friend. I'll get right up in trouble's face. You won't see him again. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up, don't sit down? Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, American.
Welcome to another exciting show with Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. So turn up the volume and enter our chat room, or grab your phones, call in, and join the conversation. Help us to restore the republic to this country and inspire the majority to be silent no longer.
Well, look me straight in the eye. Tell me what you see. I'll tell the truth every time. Yes, you can count on me. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up, don't sit down? Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, 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 American.
Well, good evening or good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Southern Sense for this afternoon. Sorry to be a little bit late for those who are joining us. Just after 3 o'clock, 3:14 Eastern Standard Time, I am Cool Mike, and I'm sitting in for Annie in Southern Sense. Until she can get here, she will be here shortly. She has a big-time surprise. I'm not going to break the news just yet, but hopefully when she comes, she'll have an interview, an interview to play for us. As we know in the past, Annie has landed some huge interviews. Interviews, at least I'm not aware of, many people on Blog Talk have been able to reach. But anyway, hopefully she'll be joining us within the hour. If not, I'll just be bringing you home. That's how it works around here. Anyway, let's kind of do a quick review in the news world. what else in the news but Herman Cain? When it comes to politics, etc., etc., of course it's Herman Cain and claims of several women who claim he had inappropriate behavior. Of course, none of them have any kind of proof. Labor board risk closures over union rules dispute. Also, the doctor of Michael Jackson gets the maximum sentence, I think, of 4 years. And also, kind of going back to the Cuban Missile Crisis, I believe, pictures have come out, images of Iran and missile site showing extensive damage in the wake of a reported blast. Which Iran says was some sort of accident. Who knows? But anyway, apparently there are some satellite images. I've only seen one, but apparently there are some images that some of the destruction seen in the images, they think, may have also been by controlled demolition. Who really knows? They don't appear. As it said in the article that I briefly read, it said it didn't appear to be many pieces of heavy equipment, meaning like machinery, dump trucks, cranes, those type of constructional type of. It said it just seemed to be a considerable amount of debris. And it is really amazing that a satellite, basically, you know, some of these satellites, they can read your, they can basically read your license plate off your automobile. So that's really, really something. Anyway, oh man. Let's see. What a day. Getting back to some other interesting news is that we have the British police deny reports the FBI will help to secure the Olympics. I'm not really sure where it is that the FBI and of the United States has been proven to be so well. When you have basically thrown away the Constitution and you can do as you please, well, of course they're going to be fairly successful. But as we know, intelligence worldwide has been horrible for many, many years and many, many decades. World War II intelligence was very, very bad as well. And as we know, there are just... How is it that we're able to be so much more intelligent than someone abroad? How is it that the Chinese, we owe the Chinese and the Japanese just astronomical amounts of money, yet somehow we're more intelligent? No, I don't think so. But anyway, British police deny it, but if the FBI is going to help make the Olympics secure, you know what, so be it. And also, getting on a little sports, I believe the posters for the London 2012 Olympic Games have been unveiled. So, wow. What a day in the news. I'm going to, you know what I want to do? MSNBC. I want to take a look at MSNBC and see what kind of news they have. I normally use Fox, not that I think it's any better, but let's see. I just want to compare. They have a little thing on Herm Cain, also on Michael Jackson's doctor. They're interrupting the news today, interrupting basically network news to report the sentencing. If this guy wasn't Michael Jackson's doctor, would he really even be in the spotlight? Would he even be on trial? Once again, what happens out in Hollywood is you have cases where they just, you know, they just pursue. Well, they would have pursued this guy had they had nothing. And it's in the same way that these people accused Michael Jackson of other things. And, of course, he was innocent every time and always, but they still tried to prosecute because he's Michael Jackson, even though that they never had any kind of evidence. But anyway, I always find it amazing when you go to different websites how they the same story is reported. The same story is reported and written. And it's always, if you go to Fox News, it's always one perspective. You go to MSNBC, it's another. You go to CNN, you go to ABC News, et cetera, et cetera. They're always giving you a different, you know, a different type story, which is really, really funny. I see Tesla has drifted into the chat room. Hello, Tesla. Glad to have you. We're waiting on Annie, who is, still can't tell you. A big surprise is coming forth. So, just cannot tell you just yet. But when Annie gets here, she's going to have something for all of us. And anyway, thank you very much to, I think it's Tom, who sent me that message. I will hopefully be getting back to conservative prime time over the Christmas holiday. Just a lot's going on right now as far as with my schedule. It's not that I'm so busy I can't even breathe. I am, but and I always was. But with the way my schedule is working now, the show just couldn't fit in. And, you know, the show must go on, and the show does go on. Moody Bandit, dang, good to see you, my friend. I've missed you guys too. But anyway, getting back to the information on the news, I always find it amazing one day out of nowhere, the news will report something about another country. And all of a sudden, okay, we've got to go into this country. Oh, my God, did you hear it? This is what they're doing. We've got to go in there. Oh, really? You know, George Washington said in one of his farewell addresses, or probably his farewell address, about minding our own affairs, staying out of other individual problems. And that doesn't mean just totally be take Ron Paul's philosophy. I like Ron Paul very much when it comes to domestic issues, following the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. In looking at a big picture of things, is that part of the constitutional duties of the President of the United States is to protect the states of America from foreign invasion, foreign or domestic invasion. And I don't think those borders necessarily mean the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, Canada, and Mexico borders. Sometimes we have to go abroad, and we have to go elsewhere in order to protect our own interests. That's just plain and simple. I mean, we've got to get to a point to where we as Americans need to think a little bit more clear, and basically stand up for the principles of the Constitution and against what is deemed more of a police state, whether it's local, because more and more at the local level they're also taking over as the federal government metastasizes itself. What you're going to